Nerd Moto is back. This is Nappy. Well, we're going to try this again. My partner, Rich, has left the show. He's a little too busy to do the show. I liked him. He was good. But time is of the essence. He has a few other things that he has to do, so he's off. We're going to try this in a little different format, probably do it a little bit shorter. You can tell the sound is not as good. I'm up here in my apartment. It's like 110 degrees, but that's no different than when we were out riding, and it was 110 degrees with all that stuff on. So, like I said, you know, we're a privateer podcast. I'm a privateer podcaster now, so the passion is there for motocross. And speaking of passion, if you saw Red Butt last week, I'm sure you was as disappointed as I was to see what that looked like or didn't look like. The announcers just seemed disinterested in what was going on. Carmichael's Fall wasn't shown. There was no track map. The Richies do a great job every year of adding things to the track. Didn't show us any of that. If you went to Racer X Films, you saw a good view of what the track looked like, and my hat's off to them for doing a great job on previewing the track for us who can't get to the track. I would have went this year. I should have went this year, but I had a prior obligation and couldn't make it. But I'm going to try to make it to Millville. I don't know what to say about Olin. I really don't. It's like they're just putting it on because they have to. They don't want to do any more with it than they have to do. It's like it's too much work for them. There are a lot of racing fans out there, a lot of motocross fans out there. It's not all about NASCAR. NASCAR has every channel locked up. It has every night locked up, it seems like. There's enough out there for everybody. I read somewhere where there is a two-wheel channel coming, but, you know, when that comes, I am not sure right now if anybody, you know, would like to let me know about that. You know, we do have a new email address. We had email problems last time. Technical problems. We still have some technical problems, but the new email address is f1b20@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think. Tell me if you like this new format. I don't know how long we're going to stay with this new format. I'd like to stay on. I want to stay on. I'm very passionate about the sport, and like I said, getting back to Red Bud, what I saw, I was just so disappointed. If you've watched last year or prior years, races at Red Bud, they all look great. The track seemed to have put a lot of distance between the riders. I don't know if that's due to the track layout or the things they've added or if that's due to the camera. I can't say it's due to the camera. I think a lot of it had to do with the track. Maybe the Richies outthought themselves a little bit about the track setup this year. Maybe, you know, they can see it how we saw it on TV, and maybe they'll think about how they work the track next year, maybe cutting it back down, cutting some of those sections out. But I was very disappointed. I look forward to watching that race on TV if I'm not there. I look forward to mainly being there. But, you know, you're there, and then you want to come home and you want to see it because you just like there's stuff that you can't see when you're there, so you come home and you record it so you see what you missed. And it seems like they missed everything. Parts of the track looked like there was nobody there. You didn't see all the towel waving around the track like in years past. They did their little thing in the beginning with having everybody yell, Red Bud, Red Bud, Red Bud. I mean, they do a decent job on that, but they could have at least put a track map up, shown some new sections, told us what those new sections were going to do, told us how that was going to affect, you know, the riders. Carmack was a great rider. He even gapped Bubba. Bubba was still under the weather, I think, from his high-speed crashes, but I still think the track had something to do with it. And I also think from our viewing on television that the cameras had something to do with it. Olin seems like they're disinterested in doing this, and I think I could have got me and two other buddies with video cameras to go out and do maybe a shorter version of it, but do a better version of it. You know, I mean, we could have gone to the internet and got a track map of the new layout and thrown that up. It just seemed like they didn't want to do any more than they had to. The announcers were terrible. I know they're watching after the fact, but they have to be into it a little bit more. Like I said, very disappointed. Don't know what to say. I'm going to do this a little bit differently this time. It's not going to be as long. I wish it was going to be as long. I could probably do this all day. But it's not going to be as long as it was before. So what's going to happen is we're just going to come on and talk about things and see what, you know, hopefully people email us. Hopefully email will work now at f1b20@yahoo.com. And, you know, we can see what people think and, you know, or email us. Or we're gonna try to get some interviews in here as well to try to get a hold of what's going on out there in the motocross world. And, you know, maybe that can help us out some. Or maybe somebody out there wants to be a co-host on a motocross podcast. There's enough room out there for everybody. There's enough room out there for us all. So, like I said, this is the new format. Not very long, but hopefully shortened to the point. After seeing Red Bud last week, hope to see what happens at Unadilla. Hopefully they've learned from their mistakes. But at this point, if they haven't learned from their mistakes, they're not going to learn at all. Again, watch Unadilla next week, July 23rd. Check your local listings for time. And I'm not going to say hopefully. I will be back next week to do another third moto. Until then, I am Nappy, and I am out. Keep it on one wheel on the dirt. Do the hoops. Later.